Bob had a secret. Not a bad secret, but a secret nonetheless from his childhood. When his wife learned what it was, she found crowds flocking to their backyard. The story is today's edition on The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Loretta Ketterling had been married to her husband Bob for many years before she learned of something seemingly trivial from Bob's past.
He always liked the merry-go-round as a kid, and he never got to ride it because things were kind of tight then.
Bob had grown up in the Depression, and there was little extra money for things like a ride on a carousel. By 1981, though, he'd saved up money to take more than a ride on one. Unbeknown to his wife, he and a friend went to an auction near Rapid City and bought a carousel. Loretta didn't know what to think.
Come home with a merry-go-round.
What'd you think?
Well, whatever. He set it up in our backyard to start out with because it was all dismantled and pieces missing.
There was much work to do to make the 1925 Parker carousel operational. Bob began to tinker with it in the backyard. Loretta knew the day he got it running.
I come home and the yard was full of people.
But keeping the merry-go-round in the backyard was not going to work with the slew of folks stopping by to get a look or even a ride. So they took it uptown across from the courthouse. Eventually, a structure was built over it to keep it out of the elements. Bob now had what amounted to a full-time job running a carousel.
I appreciate it. I really do. But it was adjustment. During the summertime, that's what he did. And we didn't get to do anything other than run the merry-go-round.
Bob died in February of 1988. A month before his death, town leaders gathered with an idea to honor the man and his merry-go-round. They told Bob that Falkton would be proclaimed as the Carousel City. In fact, when you drive into this town yet today, you'll see the words Carousel City painted just below the city name on the water tower. And you can come here and ride for free just as I did. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Falkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.